Support the Honda workers. Nationalize to save jobs. Tom Baldwin, Southwest Socialist Party organizer. Honda's announcement that it will close its Swindon car plant in 2021 has been met with anger and dismay by workers. 3,500 jobs could go in the factory itself, and as many as 15,000 are at risk, including the supply chain. Massive job losses and the knock-on effect to the local economy will be devastating for the town. Honda's factory in Turkey is also threatened, with its European manufacturing being centralized back to Japan. It's outrageous that such decisions about the livelihoods of workers and their wider communities are taken by unelected bosses, based only on what makes them the most profit. The Honda shop stewards have a proud record of defending their members. They have built up trade union organization at the plant, and been big supporters of the rank and file trade union organization, the National Shop Stewards Network. In 2011, Unite the Union convener Paddy Brennan won reinstatement, after being suspended by management. This will be the fight of their lives, with higher stakes than previous struggles. Negotiations with management are being backed with action, which will be vital, if jobs are to be saved. The next step of the campaign is the mass demonstration on the 30th of March in Swindon, called by Unite. This will mobilize not just Honda staff, but workers from across the town, as well as supporters up and down the country. Solidarity is one of the most powerful weapons our class possesses, and it is important to link up the campaign with other workers, particularly those also facing closures or large-scale redundancies. The plan should be taken into public ownership to save jobs. The Socialist Party calls for nationalization under democratic workers' control and management. Decision-making should be taken out of the hands of greedy bosses, and the working class must be able to decide its own future. Nationalization is possible, if it is fought for. In 1971, even the Tory government was forced to nationalize Rolls-Royce to save it. Later that year, the Shop Stewards Committee at Upper Clyde Shipbuilders in Glasgow organized a working occupation of the shipyards. Again, the Tory government was forced to step in against their wishes. It may prove necessary to follow this heroic example in defense of Honda jobs. This demonstration comes on the 10th anniversary of the heroic occupations by Vestian, Exford, workers in Belfast, Enfield and Basildon, when the company went into administration. The action won tens of millions in redundancy payments, when the workers were facing statutory terms. Jeremy Corbyn should promise that, under his leadership, an incoming Labour government would nationalise the plant, along with other threatened industries. This would add to the pressure, and, alongside the actions of workers, their union and the wider working class, could help prevent closure. National Shop Stewards Network Meeting, Save Honda Jobs, 7:30 p.m, Thursday the 4th of April. Great Western Hotel, 73 Station Road, Swindon SN1, 1DH. Shopstewards.net,